such sights to show you.
By the way, I do think I'm turning into like an old man now.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm definitely sensing it.
Really? Why?
Well, because I was out today, and I remember there was a younger person talking on the phone in Target.
Okay.
And she was just like, you know when somebody has, they're talking to somebody on their speaker, and they're holding it up to their face?
Yes.
And in public?
Yes.
And you can hear the other person on the line?
In a very, yeah, it's annoying.
It's fucking annoying. And, like, my mind just, I just, like a little twitch. And like with my basket that's not even full yet, like behind, like I could do another aisle, like, but she's like in the path that I have to go in. But I still went around anyways. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this shit right now. And that the whole day has been a series of those moments.
Yeah, so I broke a nail trying to open a box earlier when I got home, and like I was already like flustered. I was like, anxious because you were waiting for me to like get settled.
See, and that doesn't bug me. I was fine with waiting. It's just out.
I know. Out in I know the world. You don't mind, but I mind.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're, I'm see, that's why you're a swell gal.
Anthony Fuentes. <Yeah. laughs> Just the vault boy. Just
yeah,
like,
just like. Wait, so keep going, what happened?
Oh, just anyway, so, like, nail? I broke a nail, and then I was just like, ah! And then, like, my cats were screaming at me because I had to go get their cat food because I ran out of cat food, and they were just, like, screaming at me, and I was like, I'm going to kick you across this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just hadn't sat down, and, like, I was, like, I'm hungry, I still kind of am, but that's fine.
You want half a chicken sandwich?
No, it's your half of a mediocre chicken sandwich.
Just saying, if you're hungry.
I understand, I have chips, but, like, it's fine. I just, I've also gotten into this very bad habit of like not eating dinner.
Oh no. Well, no, I've been doing that lately too.
Yeah.
Past month or so. And I thought that I have a no.
No, I
have
a have
pretty
food.
Big afternoon meal.
No, I like I will
I snack though.
I not even I just like go to sleep. Like I have sleep for dinner. Like it's so bad. Like it's not good.
It's not good for your body, no.
No, it's bad because then I wake up starving and then I'm just like
So
we are turning into grouchy old people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm barely 26. At this point, by the time this episode comes out, I will be 26.
Yeah. Yeah, way to, you know, that's just the first part of the leg of the journey, really. Yeah, it gets worse every year.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. You know what? At least our faces were not pried off with hammers.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You sounded so like...
I'm like, ah, sweet relief, maybe.
Sweet release of death.
Okay, sweet release of death. Let's do it, shall we?
On that note, let's go ahead and get started.
Please keep that whole rant in there. I want 4 minutes of just like us
bitching. Oh no, we've been talking for 5 minutes.
There we go. 5 minutes of bitching right at the top. Fuck it.
Anthony's in a mood.
This is great.
Well, and you're editing. You can figure that shit out.
I'm putting it in. It's fine.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. Joining me always is old man Anthony Fuentes. Get off my lawn. And I'm so excited.
Goddamn teenagers.
He's grouchy, and I don't think he liked this movie very much, so I'm excited.
You know what? I might surprise you with my opinion on this one.
Okay.
I might surprise you.
Because your text messages led me to believe one thing, so I'm excited to see what your thoughts are.
Oh, it'll be... well, you'll hear them very soon.
Yeah, we're about to get into it. Mm-hmm. So, we are talking about Haunt from 2019, which I personally, obviously, I picked it, so I'm excited to talk about it. I watched it on a whim while I ordered Chinese food one, like, I think, like, last August or some, or like it was last summer.
You're like new on Shudder, okay.
Yeah, I was just like going through Shudder. Like, I have these phases where I will just binge watch new movies, like things that I haven't seen before. Cause you know how I am about trying new things. I don't very often, unless this podcast like twists my arm into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had this like weekend where I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch this and I'm gonna watch this. And like, I just watched like whatever the fuck like appealed to me. I watched like 9 movies and.
Damn. You're like, oh, yeah, good cover art. Cool.
Yeah. And I watched like a couple Shudder exclusives and it was really cool. And this was one of them. And I was just like, okay, this is really, really interesting. It is exactly.
Right up your alley.
Exactly. Like, supremely my shit.
Yes. And
so.
And also supremely Miss Webster's 26-year-old shit because she is.
Woo!
It's her. She's By this time, this releases again.
Yeah.
Birth time right there.
Yeah, this comes out the day after I come back from New York.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming I will be at work, missing New York. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for having me and showing me around. And God, I'm sure I miss it already.
Absolutely. And you know what? I would hope, at least within that same time frame, you will also have a slew of birthday five-star reviews, listeners, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, 26 years old right there. That's worth a couple of them, I'd say.
It's
a couple up top on iTunes.
Yeah.
5 stars. Just saying.
I like that you're asking for my birthday gift.
Yes. I just want to bring you joy for your birthday.
You know what? They do. So, and just anyone listening, thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for even hearing our voices and letting us attempt to entertain you with our stories of just getting older and getting mad at very mundane things.
Old and grouchy. I'm still in my 20s and I'm old and grouchy, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's only going down from here. Anyway.
I wish I could reassure you, but no, that's pretty correct.
Great. Awesome. I mean, I'm a pretty happy person. There's just certain things where, like, certain days where I'm just, like, one thing after the other, and
yes.
I'm just like, wow,
mm-hmm.
This is a shit show.
I'm like, oh, it doesn't stop. Okay.
It doesn't stop. Wow, Smash Mouth was not lying. The years start coming and they do not stop coming. All right, let's get started. IMDb has a synopsis for us.
Yay.
Sound less enthused. So on Halloween, a group of friends encounter an extreme haunted house that promises to feed on their darkest fears. The night turns deadly as they come to the horrifying realization that some nightmares are real.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
They have this specific nightmare and it became real? Because otherwise that sentence is bullshit.
You know what? Always the critic.
No,
that's a joke. I am far more critical than you. This was directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods, and it was produced by Todd Gardner, Mark Fasano, Vishal Rungta, Anker Rungta, and Eli Roth.
And Eli Roth, okay.
Yeah. And it was written by Scott Beck and Brian Woods.
Well, there you go. Writer-director team right there.
And starring Katie Stevens as Harper, Will Britton as Nathan. None of these people have last names because we don't need them.
No, we definitely don't.
Lauren McClain as Bailey, Andrew Caldwell as Evan, Shazi Raja as Angela, and Shyler Helford as Mallory.
I kind of like the name Shyler Helford.
I mean, Shyler is a cool name.
Sounds like a guy that, like, he hunts demons.
Yeah.
Shyler Helford in his fucking trench coat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got guns right underneath and shit.
Yeah, this is your Van Helsing reimagining for sure.
Yeah.
So, this movie came out on August 23rd, 2019 at Fright Fest. And it had a small wide release on September 13th, 2019 in the United States. And its box office earnings of $2.4 million.
Wow. That's pretty low, mm-hmm. but... Obviously, this is more of a streaming movie. Yeah, it makes...
Why?
I feel like you have a trend of picking movies that's like, you know what? Good movie. Bullshit release. Didn't make a lot of money, but let's look at it.
Yeah, I think you might say I have a type.
There you go, right? This followed by Martyrs, interesting. So,
yeah.
So, last year we did a deep dive into Haunts because there was next to nothing about the movie in question, which we explored the Haunts in, which is The House is October Built, a movie I notoriously fucking hated. Alex has once again fallen for this type of movie, so let's, again, discuss how Haunts have fared in the last year or so.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna get sad. Okay, oof. The COVID-19 pandemic had major impacts on theme parks generally, leading to the cancellation of many haunted attractions.
Let's discuss this for a minute. I had so many plans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were included in many of them. I wanted to do so many haunts. I wanted to go, like, Halloween. We had just started getting into our Halloween Horror Nights groove.
Yeah, we were going to go to conventions and shit.
We were going to do so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we got screwed.
Yes.
By
the deep state, Alex. Yes, I understand where you're coming from.
The deep state.
The deep state did it. Uh-huh.
I'm going to kick you.
Yeah, the Wuhan deep state. That's what it is? Is that what the theory is, right?
Seriously?
I don't fucking know.
God.
Ugh. Anyways.
God damn it. You're not you when you're grumpy. Eat a Snickers.
I'm having a lot more fun now that the mic is in my, you know.
Oh, now that you can hear your own voice, yeah, you egotistical maniac.
It puts me in like the groove of like performance. Yes. What were we talking about?
COVID-19 ruining all my fun last October.
Okay, yes, yeah. It was ruined our fun and
it just sucked. And hopefully I might have a Halloween this year.
Oh, you know, it's so weird because the last time we had a real Halloween was 2019. Because, yeah, 2020, we didn't have a Halloween.
Yeah, 2019 is when we waited in line for 2.5 hours for Killer Clowns.
And we had all kinds of bar experiences and themed stuff all around the city.
Yeah, the rated R speakeasy. Yeah,
and then 2020.
Ugh.
Anyways,
and like October, and then like 2 months later, or like the next month, I moved into my own place. Mm. Wow.
I know. This hurts our souls right now.
Yeah, damn.
It's a very personal episode on your birthday. Happy birthday, Alex. 26.
Well, seriously. Okay, because like this time last year, we did Houses October Built.
Uh-huh.
So.
And we're like, it's only going to be a pandemic for like 3 more months, right?
It was June, so it was like, I think.
We're still going to have Halloween.
We were hoping for a Halloween, but we knew deep down that it just wasn't going to happen.
No, definitely knew. Ugh. But hey, nevertheless. Many home and yard haunts have continued to operate since they can largely avoid the crowd problems that affect large-scale attractions. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot keep spooky bitches down.
No, you cannot.
You cannot.
I can attest. I have Halloween decor up year-round in this apartment.
And you ever try to break up with a spooky bitch? It is hard.
I am the spooky bitch.
It must be really hard to let go there. I gotta tell you, it takes a few attempts. So...
I mean, I can let go. Normally, I'm the one who's just.
But
like,
they gotta wait till you let go. That's the problem. Anyways.
Witchcraft, bitch.
Oh. In our revisit of haunts, we thought it would be fun to discuss some of the most extreme haunts the internet has to offer, many of which reside right here in good old Southern California, surprisingly.
Yeah, so. This is my attempt at everything is content. There is not a lot about this movie. Next to nothing, in a very similar vein to The Houses October Built, but I have a type, and I don't learn my lesson.
Listen, I will take any excuse we can to explore the vast, deep world of haunts. And in fact, in the future, I do want to do a full episode on the Universal Hollywood Horror Nights
experience.
There's
that great YouTube video that does the history of it.
It inspired me.
It's so good.
I'm not saying this season, but saying eventually, someday.
I mean, I feel like I'm starting a trend because I did Houses October Built and then Haunts. And then there was, in the Letterboxd reviews, another recommendation for one that I had never heard of. And I was like, oh, fuck. So, there may be a tradition.
To be continued on this one. We'll bookmark that.
Some Halloween and June type vibes.
We will bookmark that for sure. Because, you know, But kicking off our list is Blackout from New York City. Blackout is one of the originators of the Extreme Haunted House. It's been in L.A. and San Francisco and usually returns to New York as a full contact experience for one guest at a time. Oh,
this
shit.
We talked about this last year.
We did. I remember this one. But of course, participants may be restrained, aggressively touched, made to crawl or kneel, all while immersed in violent or sexual imagery. This sounds like a really good time.
I was going to say, this sounds like a Saturday, but...
Yeah. There is a safe word that guests can yell if they want to get out of the experience, but there are no refunds if they use it.
Ooh. Which, duh, but...
Today's America, too.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know... Mm-hmm. Thankfully, with Blackout, like, they're very good about, like, you know what you're getting into. Like, they're like, we are going to, like, touch you.
We're
going to
terrorize the shit.
And restrain you. Yeah. And I was just like...
That's funny. So, next is Castle of Chaos in Midvale, Utah. Castle of Chaos allows participants to choose from 5 levels of fear. At the lowest level, monsters are repelled by your glow stick, the mild one. So, but at the highest, they may pick you up, drag you through doorways, or restrain you. That is the habanero version.
I was going to say, you can try to pick me up. You can try. You'll fail, but you can fucking try. I also love the idea of someone walking through with a glow stick just being like, ha, 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 back.
I feel like I would sign up for the level one, but they'd be like, but we can pick him up pretty easily.
He's like, a twig.
Yeah, what if he, like, drops the stick or something? Let's make
like,
that happen.
I know, like, if he drops the stick, like a real horror film, like, can we just, like, fuck him up?
Is that free? Are we free reign? Because those are skinny arms right there.
Like, he can't fight back. He's
not
going
to be able
back.
To do anything.
Meanwhile, I'm, like, Streets of Rage.
Yeah. You're just doing, like, the Lisa and Bart Simpson run where you're swinging your arms or, like, don't get in my way. It's not my fault if you're in my way.
Yeah, exactly. Because then, I mean, every time I go to a haunt, that is my instinct, and I have to, like, part of the fun is, like, I have to spend most of my night to just not be like,
get the fuck out of here. Oh, that's funny. For those who crave the most hardcore of haunts, they offer Crucible, an extreme...
It's the Crucible. Just spelt just spelt stupidly.
Okay. Okay, Crucible. Wow. That is spelled stupidly. An extreme hours-long experience that combines both physical and psychological torment.
See, when they say psychological torment, I just imagine someone coming up behind you and being like, you'll never repay your student loan debt.
You're gonna die alone? Like, oh no, everybody dies alone, but for decades alone. Ah, fuck. Hey, friends, though. Oh, but you're kind of a piece of shit inside.
No one likes you.
Your smile's stupid. I can't control that.
You have oily skin.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
You're aging terribly.
Stop the torture.
Stop it, Mom. No, my mom's great.
I know. My mom's also great. Yeah.
But still. We would make our psychological terror if we did a haunted house would be fucking horrifying.
I know. Your credit score went down.
Nobody actually loves you.
I like how mine are all practical, like adult things, and yours are just like the emotional
very
stabs
personal,
in the heart. Yeah.
Okay, where were we? So there's 17th Door at a good old Fullerton, California, which we are very familiar with out here.
Down the street.
Down the street. Good old downtown Fullerton.
I've heard of this. I know people who have gone to it.
Hmm.
17th Door.
17th Door?
Yeah.
No, never. I never heard of it.
Whoa. Now you have.
Now I have. I like the bars around Fullerton, though. It could be a good...
Downtown Fullerton, like, the bars there are so good.
So good. Ooh, Hopscotch?
Hopscotch!
Hopscotch is the shit.
I can't believe... We've been to Hopscotch several times separately, but never together.
What the fuck? I went so many times.
I know.
It just keeps happening. It's dumb. I don't like it. It's all right. Opening up. Everything's opening up again. We're good.
Hopscotch is so much fun. I love it.
They have great mules. It's fantastic.
No one stalked me at Hopscotch.
That's the girl. She always gets tequila.
Excuse me. It's gin.
That's true.
Buy me gin and then we'll talk.
Oh, I got the best fucking Japanese gin. It's from the people who do the Suntory whiskey. It's called starts with an R. Gotta try it, though. It's really good. It's really, really clean tasting. Anyways, 17th Door follows the ongoing story of Paula, a college student turned murderer now imprisoned in a treacherous penitentiary. Her fellow inmates, guests, will wind through the maze in an attempt to unlock the story and escape unscathed. Previous shows have involved real cockroaches being smothered in a ball pit.
Worst fear. Sounds unsanitary.
Yeah, lots of touching by handsy actors. No, thank you, COVID. And virtual reality add-on.
Okay.
Guests who can no longer endure the experience can yell mercy to escape. Oh.
Very nice safe word. So, this past... Well, okay, by the time this comes out, it will have been a couple weeks ago. But I went to my little brother's high school graduation, and that weekend... My mom and her fiance, they have an Oculus Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done VR. Ever.
No?
Never. Oh. This was my first time.
It's trippy, isn't it?
Which, by the way, shoving my glasses into the thing and just...
fucking annoying.
And being like, okay, I can see now. They fucked me over so bad.
What'd they put on?
The plank game.
I remember that one.
It's basically, well, first off, they set it up while I was, like, doing, like, the stupid, like, basics thing where I was like, oh, I can throw an airplane. Oh, I can punch a ball. And I felt like a fucking idiot. I was just like, I know there's nothing here, but
it feels good, though. It's interesting. Yeah.
It's weird. But after that, he was like, okay, give me the thing. I'm going to set something up. And, like, there was, like, a weird plank on the ground. And I was like, what is going on? And he's like, okay, come here, come here, come here. And he put it, like, he's like, face this direction. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he put it on. And it looked like I was in an elevator. And he's like, okay, now turn around. And I was like, okay. And I turn around. And I just lose my shit. Like nervous, like, uh-huh. like, nervous laughter that, like, I only really ever do when I'm in haunted houses.
Yeah.
But it looked like... It was in an elevator, you turn around, and there's, like, a plank overlooking, like, from an elevator, overlooking, I don't know, 100 stories up.
Oh. Ah.
like, the worst, like, and basically, he built a plank so that it felt more realistic, so you could step on the plank in real life that corresponded with a plank in the game.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you fall in the game, mm-hmm. you fall. Like, it shows you falling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Like, I was terrified.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it was like, I was literally like, I was sweating. Like, that. Like, I was so nervous, I was sweating.
Oh, that is great.
And I did it.
Okay.
Which I was very proud of myself, because my mom, it was just like, woo, you did it. And then my mom's fiance, Marcus, asshole, there's a different level.
Uh-huh.
And there's a cake at the end. And they were just like, bend down, see if you can do it. It's a little more challenging. So I reached down, I grabbed the cake, spiders pop out.
Oh, no.
It was the worst. It was terrifying.
Oh.
So virtual reality... Even though I knew I was in my living room, or in my mom's living room, even though I knew I was on a plank that was just, like, barely above the ground, and I was in no real danger of falling, I was fucking terrified, because it looked like I was 100 stories above the ground.
Oh.
And then they were like, oh, jump off, see what happens. And I was like...
No.
I've been fighting this urge for most of my life. I'm not going to give in to it now. And they're like, no, there's something cathartic about facing like that. And I'm like, you don't understand.
You're like, I
have depression.
I see those photos of the cliffs in Ireland, and I'm just like, I know I'd do it. Not ever going there. I know I'd do it.
I can't go to Ireland because I know I would just swan dive.
Yep. I'd be like, ooh, good way to go.
Bye.
Oh, but if you have that much of an association with VR, do not play Resident Evil 7 in VR.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a VR version.
There's a VR version of Resident Evil 7?
Oh, yeah, it's on the PlayStation VR. Yeah, it's apparently fucking terrifying.
It sounds terrifying, because I'm terrified playing it on the Xbox.
Yeah, all those, like, fights with, like, Marjorie and all the other stuff.
Or it's where someone, like, grabs you, like, on your fucking
or
face.
Or the bugs. Yep. Yeah, in VR, it's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
It exists, though. Just
it, exi- so you know. It exists, but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite good without it.
With that detour.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's great. Love the detours. I'm good with that. But the next scare house that we're going to talk about here is the basement in Pittsburgh. So.
No, it's called Scare House, the Basement.
Oh, okay. Scare House, the Basement in Pittsburgh. You can either enter this Pittsburgh attraction alone or with one single companion. But that's it. Guests must sign a waiver before encountering narrow spaces, complete darkness, and, quote, high-impact scares.
What does it mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. This haunt is made by a group of dedicated artists and cult horror enthusiasts Elijah Wood and Guillermo del Toro among its fans. Wow. Scarehouse also offers Stalked by a Killer, a horror-themed escape room. These sound pretty interesting.
Sounds
very interesting.
If Elijah Wood and Guillermo del Toro, like, sign off on it,
yeah,
I'm kind of interested.
Gotta be pretty quality, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, horror-themed escape rooms kind of sound really fun.
They do. Oh. Ooh.
There's a couple, like, near me, by the way.
But Stalked by a Killer, that sounds fucking horrifying.
There's a Zodiac escape room.
Oh, boy.
I did it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. For my birthday, like, I want to say 2018?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember hearing this before. I don't know why it's escaping me.
I've told you about it. I understand that everything I say to you just goes in one ear and out the other, but...
I'm sorry, what?
Who are you?
Anyways. But to move on here, what would an extreme haunt list be without McCamey?
McCamey.
McCamey Manor of Summertown, Tennessee and Huntsville, Alabama, formerly of San Diego, California. We discussed this one at length, along with Blackout, last June, but it's almost unfair to call McCamey Manor a haunted house, as this extreme torture session goes far beyond what most haunters feel comfortable doing. Participants must have physical and mental clearance, plus sign a 40-page waiver in advance. After signing, they'll face mental torture. Russ McCamey says he honed from decades of conducting interrogations in the military. He promises $20,000 to anyone who can last the full 10 hours, but no one's ever done it. The price of admission? A donation, preferably a large bag of dog food. While McCamey says the original website has been hacked, all information needed to attend is on YouTube, including hours of footage of people admitting defeat.
Okay.
That's the tattoo one, right?
Or the yeah, it's one? The one where yeah. you basically consent to anything from getting your teeth pulled out, like getting a tooth pulled out, to getting a tattoo. Mm-hmm. It's super intense. My question is, if you can't safe word out of this one,
mm-hmm.
and no one's lasted all 10 hours, what happens?
How do you give up?
How do you give up?
I don't know. I mean,
what's like, do you pass out? Like, because like, I do think there is a point, like, when you lose consciousness, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because, like, there are points where people are like, oh, yeah, there's people who, like, lost consciousness. We just, like, sit there and poke them until they come back. And then we just do it all over again.
Right? Aye, aye, aye.
And in which case, I would start throwing punches.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is the thing. Like, one thing that will definitely get you thrown out mm-hmm. is if you start punching people. And okay. I'm like, there's your safe word.
There you go. See, everybody's got to be able, all the workers got to be able to take a punch. That's it.
Well,
that's
the
criteria.
Well, there is a really good documentary about home haunts on mm-hmm. Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it's very good. And they interview him, and he was just like, yeah, I used to, like, interview, or I used to hire, like, high school students because they're all little sociopaths. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's terrifying because high schoolers are sociopaths.
No, I feel like if you really want to scare the fuck out of people, hire middle schoolers. Eighth graders will fucking do the most terrifying bullshit to you.
Yeah, that's psychological.
They have no emotions.
That's psychological.
They have none. They are the worst people imaginable.
Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm. At least in ninth grade, you develop shame. You know, in high school, you start to develop shame, and maybe that's going to affect you right there, but eighth yeah. graders, they do not.
Yeah, it's true. All the shit I did in eighth grade mm-hmm. or middle school, it, like, haunts me for the rest of my life.
And the eighth graders lured over the sixth and seventh graders, too, so mm-hmm. the sadism is built in. They'd be the worst people.
You're making an excellent argument for this.
Yeah. Child labor laws, though.
I can't. Those
damn deep state.
I just can't imagine, like, a bunch of eighth graders, like, basically, like, torturing grown adults, though. Like, that just needs, like, at least
oh, no.
high school.
It's catharsis
least...
for them. It's catharsis
but no,
for them.
No, I mean, just like, from, like, a size difference, because I'll drop kick an eighth grader. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 5'6". Like, at this point, like, you're probably not that much taller. Like, you were probably shorter than me. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, unless they're beefy eighth graders. You know, the big ones are, you know, they're guaranteed to be more, you know.
Yeah.
Just hire a bunch of BPA.
Yeah,
grades.
I went to a high school graduation, as I previously mentioned, and I was like, y'all are fucking tall.
What the fuck? They're getting taller every year. This is stupid.
Like, I was just like, yeah. Never once, however, did I think y'all look like you're over 18. You know, or like, y'all look like adults. Never once did I think that.
No, they're getting bigger and they look younger. It's weird.
Well, most of them, I was like, oh, I know where you shop. That is definitely from Shein. Like, but mostly, I was like, oh my God, y'all are giants. Mm-hmm. Which was crazy, because I was wearing heels. So I was like 5'9". Like, I was like, and y'all are tall.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
God. I can't do heels. I'm just going to be this tiny boy.
You can't wear heels? You can put lifts in your shoes.
No, I don't like it.
Have you tried it?
No, but I just
the
idea of it. No,
like, you're just like, whatever. Just,
I'm like, this is me.
Just stick with
this.
The,
is just me.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yeah, if you don't like this, fuck it.
Yeah,
too bad.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? All right, for a touch of realism, we have Terror Behind the Walls in Philadelphia. Terror Behind the Walls takes place at Pennsylvania's supposedly haunted Eastern State Penitentiary. This sprawling haunted house allows you to make a choice. Enjoy a hands-off tour or spring for full interactivity.
Yeah, so the Eastern State Penitentiary, for those who didn't grow up on a healthy diet of ghost hunting TV shows, it's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in the United States.
Interesting, interesting. Penitentiary, too. That's those are some nice ghosts, huh?
Yeah, some really pleasant, wonderful
Not
ghosts.
Not bitter at all ghosts.
No.
No retribution in their hearts. No. Nothing. Nothing in their ghost hearts. to those who choose the latter, they may be touched, singled out, and removed from their friends, or taken into secret areas. Guests are warned that once the choice is made, they'll have to, quote, deal with the consequences of their decision through 6 long attractions.
Deal with the consequences of their decisions. Oh, no. Oh, not shit. Consequences.
Oh, no.
I've only been dealing with those for years.
And you know, I haven't, which explains a lot of my issues. So.
I've only been dealing with the shitty consequences of my horrible credit decisions of my early 20s.
See, this is why I think I do great in this maze, because I just don't even acknowledge my mistakes. I think I'll be great.
I just pretend they're not there.
Yeah, just keep going forward. Yeah. Oh, wow, that was easy.
That's funny.
So, Miasma in Chicago is next. Chicago's Miasma is an invite and adults-only interactive haunt where warnings include aggressive physical contact, clothing removal and or destruction, crawling on hard surfaces, and graphic adult content, among others. Though they have a variety of shows throughout the year, anyone feeling particularly brave can request a private experience with a unique tailored narrative. That's pretty cool.
Again, aggressive physical content, clothing removal and destruction, and crawling on hard surfaces and graphic adult content. Doesn't sound that bad.
No.
It sounds...
You're like, how hard a surface?
I'm like, is there rice involved? Like, is it that bad? Because, like, it could be worse. Like...
Oh, that's funny.
The idea of... Because I have seen haunts like that where you can request a private experience where, like, basically they, like, make you and all the people attending fill out a private questionnaire and like tailor the experience to your deepest, darkest fears, which sounds awful.
Sir, what are you afraid of and what can we tailor to you? Strippers. Yeah, terrified of strippers.
Terrified of goth women with huge tits. Like,
yes.
I'm just terrified.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just as skippy as you can make those outfits, like, my Christian heart.
I just can't handle it.
These women need the Lord. Man, and any other kind of sinfulness you can actually throw in there, I think, you know, any kind of indulgence really is just going to trigger me.
That is really funny. They probably take that and just like do like grotesque. Well, even zombie strippers. Like, how bad could it be?
Yeah, I'm just like,
hold give on. Give me the zombie strippers.
Wait a minute, is it all decomposing? I'm really more curious than anything else.
Like, just like explain it to me. What am I working with? We're horrible people.
So
that hence the name of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I'm sorry to my family members listening. Oh my god, I just remembered.
What?
Side note. Oh my god. You need to cut this out, but...
All right, so that's cut. So, the 13th Gate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If Indiana Jones ever found himself in Baton Rouge, he would not want to do this haunt, which boasts of its real snake-infested Louisiana swamp. The 13th Gate is a massive, top-rated haunt for thrill-seekers, featuring incredibly detailed sets and awe-inspiring special effects that elevate themes and stories each year, of course, after year. On Fridays, you can brave a lights-out maze with just a flashlight. That seems dope as fuck.
Sounds terrifying.
That'd be cool. It's scary.
Yeah, I'd be worried I'd accidentally like step on a snake.
If I lose my glasses for a second, I'm like, this is useless. This is fucking useless.
I mean, both turn into Velma. Like, my glasses. I
know.
See without my glasses.
Finally grab them. I can see. I can fight.
Okay, I've never been a contact person.
No, I mean, I had them for a little bit, but
then
I worked in optometry, and I'm like, oh, those are bad for you.
Are contacts bad for you?
They dry out your eyes like a motherfucker.
I mean, what if you use drops?
They still dry them out, and then even then, the RX is different than your glasses. So, because it just sits directly on your eye.
Oh.
So it's stupid. You don't do both. I don't know.
So I can't, I mean, I knew I can't take, like, my glasses prescription and transfer it directly to contact.
No.
I know it doesn't work.
No, it does not work. But also think about what you're putting your eyes through just so you can, like, I don't like glasses.
No,
just wear fucking glasses.
I also just like wearing, I feel like my face looks better. Yeah. With glasses.
Well, I've had them off around, like, friends that I've known for years, and they're like...
Who are you?
Yeah, they're like, okay, that's, like, your look is glasses.
Yeah.
I had one friend be like, don't, and I'm just like, fucking fuck.
Don't.
No.
They just said don't.
Yeah. Ugh, it was so annoying. To be fair, though, ladies tend to like it without the glasses. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's significant. Like, have you ever, like, you wearing glasses and then, like, trying to make out with someone else who wears glasses? Like, it's just a mess. Like, you have to take the glasses off.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, that's true.
Also, my glasses are very loose, so they end up just falling off anyway, so.
Mine sucks is my eyelashes, they always seem to hit the fucking glasses.
That's because you have man eyelashes and are blessed, unlike everyone else in the universe. Fuck off.
Do men have longer lashes?
Men, for whatever reason, have, like, beautiful eyelashes. Like, most men that I've met have very pretty eyelashes.
Aww.
And I'm routinely jealous of it. It's probably because you don't spend years just putting shit on them.
No. Yeah, I really don't. No, they're just there.
Yeah. I mean, when I put on, like, mascara, like, I have to, like, wait a couple minutes before I put on my glasses. Otherwise, I turn and have, like, little windshield wipers of, like, black streaks on my glasses.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah.
We're just going off the rails on this one.
It's my birthday. I can do whatever
I
want.
I'm down. So, and finally, Zoe in Fullerton, California.
Why are these all in Fullerton?
I don't know. Dude, Fullerton's crazy. In Escapade Games, Zoe, players are locked in a haunted house with the ghost of a young girl.
Ooh, I like that you keep saying it like that.
To get out, they must solve a series of puzzles before their time runs out. So, not only are you scared, you have to think. Two, things are not always what they appear in Zoe, though, and its detailed, creepy environment has inspired many seasoned reviewers to claim it as the scariest escape room they have ever played.
This sounds really fun.
It does. I mean, that's some high praise right there. So, yeah. I can dig it. I can
totally.
Dig it. Okay, I can dig it.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Can you dig it?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, oh,
sucker!
So, like I mentioned, well, first of all, that was a very fun little foray into some haunts, which Anthony will always discuss, and I will always discuss.
Yes.
One day, when this is, you know, something we can do, we can dedicate more time to.
Yeah.
We'll like, go to some, I think, and I think that would be really fun.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun. We'll share it online, it'll be a whole thing, but I mean, we're next to fucking Fullerton.
Yeah.
I'm not a far drive from
you. Yeah, you're right. We're right here, and then Hollywood Horror Nights, and then, you were not there with the year that I did it, but, Queen Mary's Dark Harbor was, like, the scariest haunt I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't have, like, the overproduced feel, which... To be fair, like, they should have that overproduced feel because it's Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Queen Mary's Dark Harbor was just, like, I was afraid. Like, I'm like, oh, someone could totally, like, someone sketchy could totally be working here and, like, kill me while I'm walking through a maze.
I think you've explained that experience to me before.
Yeah, I think I talked about it last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked specifically with that reference.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But it was just a different experience and it was really fun. But I want to get more into, like, the trenches with, like, the not as deep as these bitches went in this movie.
Yes.
But in, like, I want to go a little bit more indie with the with the haunts.
That'd be fun. You know, speaking of Universal, though, I know they do big Hollywood properties. You know they've done Resident Evil mazes before in the past, right?
No.
If they did a Resident Evil 7 one, I'd lose my fucking... I'd go back in line immediately afterwards.
We would just do that all night.
I'm just like, okay, cool, yeah. Oh, Marjorie, scale. Oh, bugs, fuck!
bugs, fire!
Yeah.
Oh, the pyrotechnics for that one would be wild.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Ugh. It would be worth the front of the line pass.
We gotta get front of the line passes.
Yeah, because we're old and grouchy.
Yeah, can't be doing this 1 o'clock shit anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Can't be doing this 1 o'clock shit anymore. I can't be doing this 2.5 hours waiting in line.
Nope.
Like, I remember all of us, by the time we got to the end of that line for Killer Clowns, I think we all kind of wanted to kill each other.
Yeah.
We were just like, oh my god.
Like, what are the mazes on the list? Oh, fuck.
Right. Yeah, I think we called it quits pretty...
We still had, like, three left, but it was three that the lines were like, oh, there's no way we're doing this.
Yeah, it was, like, Stranger Things, and it was, like, there was a couple others, and then we went back up, and we were just like, let's get coffee. And then, like, immediately after we got coffee, we were like, let's go home.
Yes. Oh, I remember that. God, that was such a weird day, too.
Was it?
Well, it was weird because I remember as soon as I got back home, somebody I was talking to on the swiping...
Yes.
Yes, she messaged me and she's like, are you, whatever, tonight? I'm just like, fuck, I'm done. You know what? Yeah.
Like, I was like... You're like, just slapping your face. You're like, yeah, yeah, I'm awake.
It's good, it's good. I just got over a thing and then, yeah, there was...
I'm like,
we had a couple drinks. We were just like, fuck it, let's go.
What a wow, tired and drunk.
Oh, good old 2000. That was pre-COVID. Me was a little crazy.
Yeah, you were a little.
Now I'm grouchy old man Fuentes. That's
now you're like, I got bedtimes.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm just like before 10:30 or maybe, I don't know.
Tomorrow we can do brunch.
Yes, yes. That's exactly it now. What are we talking about? Oh boy.
I'm glad.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm really glad that, like, the life kind of, like, went back into your eyes once you started talking about this movie. Because when you got here, I was like, oh, this is going to be really interesting. Yeah. But then once you started talking.
No, I think, honestly, this podcast has become a therapeutic experience at this point, which is
same.
Great. Which is great.
It's the highlight of my week.
It really is nice, yeah. Listeners, I hope it comes out in our voices that we really do enjoy doing this. Like, honestly, it's fucking amazing. And if I didn't have it, I'd be mad the whole rest of the week.
Well, like, what I think, right? Yeah. Well, also, when I think about it, like, we've been doing this since 2018.
Yeah, yeah. And think about it. We have a consistent creative outlet every week.
Yeah.
If we didn't get to exercise that part of our brain,
I'd be going crazy.
How mushy and mundane would our fucking lives
be? Right.
Yeah.
Like, and I, on top of this, I still do creative stuff.
Yes, exactly. So. Same here. Anyways.
Anyway,
speaking of someone.
Creative?
Yeah, pursuing creative outlets? Yes, their creative dreams.
So, this movie has next to nothing in terms of production. Pretty much everything that I just went over, the producers getting, like, producers involved, and then also the casting, like, and it was filmed, I want to say, in, like, Alabama or Tennessee. Like, it was filmed somewhere, and that was it. Like, there's nothing. So, the film had its world premiere at Popcorn Frights Film Festival on August 8th, 2019 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and its international premiere at Fright Fest in London, England on August 23rd, 2019.
Hmm.
So.
Woo! Yay, Fright Fest!
I mean, whatever, I've never really... We've talked about it
a number of times.
A number of times. I would love to go, whatever it is. It sounds delightful.
Plus, I want to go to the UK anyways.
It's my next big trip that I want to do. So
plan around for Fright Fest. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first. So the Los Angeles premiere for Haunt took place at Grauman's Egyptian Theater on September 7th, 2019.
Have you been there?
The no.
It's really cool.
No, I've never been.
Two stories. We saw the room there.
Was it cool?
Oh, the room was fantastic.
I've never seen it.
It's a fun movie experience, however.
It's the worst movie ever, right.
Well, not just that. If you're watching at the Egyptian... There are two stories. At some point in the film, there's spoons get
being
thrown.
Yeah.
If people are throwing it from the second story down to the bottom where we sat.
Oh no!
You are getting pelted by way more spoons than you thought. Like way more. Yeah, and we happen to sit in the perfect place where like the arc of people's throws just fucking like nails you. But the cool part. The coolest part is you can do it to the people in front of you because you get all these fresh spoons. So it's like a feedback loop. Like you get it and then you throw
it's
it to
like
the...
It's like an ammo reload.
Yeah, you throw your spoons and then more spoons, they hit
just,
you.
Just land in your fucking lap, literally.
Yeah, but you feel pretty vindictive about it. So you're like, fuck it, someone else is going to get hurt. And you toss your spoons forward and the people in the front are the ones who are fucked.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Ever.
So if you want to watch The Room in the Egyptian Theater, get the second story. The second floor area, you are a lord.
You're God.
Everyone is ants to you.
you are their God.
Yes, yes.
That is fucking funny.
The more you know.
Anyway, the film did receive a limited release, emphasis on the limited, on September 13th in 2019 by Momentum Pictures, wherein it did gross that 2.3 million? Yeah, 2.4 million that we previously mentioned, but that was pretty much it for wide release. Haunt later did premiere on Shudder, where it was ranked the number one most watched movie premiere of 2019, and it does remain a Shudder exclusive to this day.
It is totally from watching the movie, like, Shudder's jam. Like, this is the kind of stuff they do.
Totally. I mean...
Yeah, it totally fits what they're aiming for.
Right. And we don't talk a lot about Shudder, but I love... You know, our Shudder subscription, because we have a joint one as a podcast.
Well, that, and I feel like people are really sleeping on, like, their actual TV thing, where they're just playing movies all day. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Yeah. Give me the Slash sticks.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to watch the fuck out of those.
It's nice, because I am an indecisive bitch, so sometimes it is nice to just be like, what's on? Like, and just, like, have them decide for me.
Yeah.
And
this is what TV used to be.
Yeah. Right, because I don't have cable.
And a cord cutter as well. Yeah, for years.
Yes, since, I don't know, at least the last, like, 8 years. Like, mm-hmm. I haven't, like, I've been exclusively streaming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it is exclusively on Shudder. If you have a Shudder subscription, I highly recommend this movie.
Absolutely.
Once we go through the plot, like, this is just, for me, if the movie picks that, like, you enjoy the movie picks that I've made... Check it out, because this is, you know, if you, at this point, you should kind of have a feel for the movies that I...
Yeah, yes.
This is supremely my shit, and if it also sounds like something you would enjoy, please watch it.
Exactly. Because
it is divisive. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film holds an approval rating of 71%. Solid C.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Or C minus, I guess. Mm-hmm. Based off of 45 reviews, with an average rating of 6.4 out of 10. The site's critical consensus reads, quote, Haunt is spooked by the spirits of its obvious influences, but still packs enough thrills and chills to satisfy horror fans up for a haunted house excursion, unquote.
More replies coming. Ooh. People are divisive about these sandwiches.
I haven't tried it. I'm sure it's a chicken. I mean, I love chicken. Okay.
Not even close to Popeyes.
But here's the thing. It's like, I love a chicken sandwich.
No, me too. Yeah.
Like, I love a chicken sandwich. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care where it's from. So, it looked pretty crispy and yummy.
It's very bready. Very bready.
I might actually really like it.
The only issue.
Is it too bready?
No, it's too stringy.
It's stringy?
Yeah, the chicken itself.
Isn't good?
It's okay. It's not like McDonald's stringy. Like, McDonald's is the stringiest fucking chicken that you can get on a goddamn patty. But, like, Popeyes, it just fucking melts.
Yeah, I did get McDonald's chicken sandwich. Wow, welcome to Chicken Sandwich Talk. Sorry.
That's a great podcast. Sandwich Talk.
Maybe for our Patreon, we'll have a chicken sandwich review.
Oh, I love that. Sandwich reviews.
We'll just get all the chicken sandwiches, because I have a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Chick-fil-A, and a Popeyes within a mile radius of my apartment.
Tried all of them, too. I have thoughts.
We'll just get them, try them, and just share our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, everything is content. Anyway, yeah, I tried the McDonald's one, and I was just like, this is slightly disappointing. I am, however, very hungry. Like, that's how you know something is actually disappointing, is if you get it when you're starving, and you're still just like,
right? Oh, the only thing, I remember I was more happy with the fries than I was the chicken. I was, like, eating the McDonald's fries. I'm like, oh, why am I wanting this taste more than the taste of the thing?
McDonald's fries, though, like...
Oh, the crack.
Nothing compares to you.
They're crack. They're 100% crack. But if I have chicken nuggets next to me, I pretty evenly distribute them.
Yeah, that's because chicken nuggets also crack.
I agree.
McDonald's chicken nuggets, crack.
If this chicken sandwich cannot at least qualify as, like, baby crack, doesn't work out for me.
So my mom calls my anti-anxiety medications baby Xanax. And that just reminded me of that.
Oh, that's funny. Baby crack, baby Xanax. It's all in the same.
Yeah, exactly. Because that is what, like... Like, on a chemical level, that is what my anti-anxieties are. Baby Xanax. Which is great.
We're going to get to this movie eventually. Oh, that's funny.
Side Conversations, the podcast.
Hey, that was a good one. That was a lot of fun.
Anyway, since critics and us have a lot to say, critics don't have a lot to say. We, on the other hand, are chatty Cathys about everything but this movie.
Yes.
Let's visit the Great Equalizer letterbox.
Yeah, I like that, the Great Equalizer.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Haunt has a 3-star average rating with over 20,000 reviews. Straight down the fucking middle.
So you want to know an Alex Webster-style movie is it makes almost no money and has a bunch of fucking letterbox reviews. That's how you know it's an Alex Webster movie. You're like, hey, this made shit. You're like, but... But that's a pretty niche ass community that is willing to put the fucking work in.
But the people love it.
Yes, yes. That was a good little drum to build up right there. That was good.
I create my own sound effects.
Like, holy shit, that follows her every time she's enthusiastic, just the bass of
I would be unstoppable and also, like, the cockiest bitch on the planet.
Oh, you'd scare the scarers in the haunts. They'd be like, oh, what the fuck is that?
You'd be like, I'm magic, motherfucker. Anyway, oh Silent Dawn with 2.5 stars says middle of the road Shudder / Fangoria type stuff. Cheap grisly with some exceptional sequences lodged in the middle. I was sufficiently creeped out and the cast fits the bill for realistically acting scared. It's the poor ending that brings it down, along with a weak subplot relating to trauma and resilience, whether it's physical or emotional. That doesn't work. Still, it looks and sounds fantastic. And while 95% of video on demand horror right now is made by and for convention fanatics, this one is easy enough to watch in spite of the fact that they definitely had more fun making it. Unquote.
Ooh, pretty comprehensive review, Silent Dawn, which you've used their reviews before.
Yes. Yeah. And I also just really liked this review. I know it was a little bit long, but it kind of hit on all the points that, like, my own little gripes mm-hmm. about the movie, but I did really like it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All of the other ones are bullshit. Lizzie with 4 stars, quote, that serotonin injection when you put on a movie that you had low expectations for and it turns out to pop all the way off, classic, unquote. Which, you know, that mm-hmm. was me watching this for the first time. Nicholas Farren with 3 stars saying, quote, this is a rare horror film that's better than it has any right to be and is going to be, and going into it with zero knowledge is the way to go, unquote.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have no knowledge going into this one, honestly, guys.
Agreed.
Just, yeah.
Eli Hayes with 2.5 stars, quote from the movie, I'm an equipment manager, not Robert De Niro from Heat.
God, I fucking hate that line. I fucking hated that line so much. I'm like, that was the laziest, not even a joke. It's not even, that was just like, I saw a movie. Huh?
I'm the movie guy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm the movie nerd.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that almost triggered me a little bit right there. All right.
Evan with 0.5 star. I grew up in a haunted house. Unquote.
Oh boy.
Which was very like, I was born in the darkness. It was so stupid. And finally, Asim Pollard with 4 stars. They weren't clowning around.
Okay. Fucking Asim.
We are doing a plot now. A plot breakdown. Because it is my fucking birthday.
That's right. That's right. Let's fucking go. Fuck it. Let's just run it through.
Okay. So, on Halloween night, in Carbondale, Illinois, roommates Harper and Bailey attend a party together where they meet with their friends Angela and Mallory.
This is where all the personal bullshit happened before, so you know they are in an angsty situation.
Yeah, you know that Harper has a very abusive boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, you need to go out, blah, 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 leave that loser.
It's Halloween! Weird is good!
The group befriends 2 guys, Nathan and Evan, throughout the night. Harper suspects she is stalked by a man in a devil mask.
Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about how much you hated Evan.
Ugh, fucking hate that. Okay, so Nathan and Evan. Nathan is the most fucking 2006 blank-ass character.
Yeah.
I'm the protagonist.
I'm the male protagonist.
I'm the tallest, whitest male.
I'm the tallest, the slimmest, whitest,
muscular build.
with a shoulder-to-waist ratio like a Dorito.
Yes, precisely. And I'm wearing whites, and I have a hat that comes off sometimes when you need to see the good hair. And then,
and I play baseball.
Evan is a Transformers character that comes in and is just, if he would have been like, oh my God, it's the Autobots, it's the same fucking tone. He is the worst character in this movie.
He's the comedic relief.
Yeah, and that's very sucks. Loosely yeah. using that term right there.
He's supposed to be the comedic relief.
He's the attempted comedic relief, yes. Attempted.
Attempted comedic relief. And I wanted to like him.
You know what though?
I've been on dates with this guy.
Oh no. No. Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, they must have been long dates too. He had material for fucking hours. He's somebody
Yeah, God, I can't even think of it. No, wow. No, no. I get it. The zingers were ever flowing. Yeah. I've been on dates with this guy for sure.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah.
He's not a great character.
Yeah. I wanted to like him.
You know what?
And this is how the dates went, but I didn't.
Honestly, and as I suspect in your dates, I'm like, the only thing I can kind of respect with this actor gives it his all. Yeah. He doesn't hold back. He does not hold back at all. Like, compared to the understated, muted, all these characters that we're talking about right now, they're all very, like, bland, just like,
God,
a fucking story.
They are. They're like, oh my God.
It's too much of a range, because they are so, like, they think they're in It Follows, and they are not in It Follows. This is not shot like It Follows.
No.
And then there's this fucking guy who thinks he's in a Michael Bay movie. Like, it's weird. It's a weird dynamic.
That's fucking funny. Okay. So, the group encounters a haunted house attraction. At this point, we're already like 20 minutes into the movie. By the way, like the backstory is plentiful. Before they enter, they are forced to surrender their cell phones and sign liability waivers.
Yes, that's true. And they frame it as just like a, oh my God, like
this must be an intense haunted house.
How scary is it?
And then they talk shit to the clown, which also I hate. Like, and this is like just as someone who has worked in a haunted house before and someone who has like been a scare actor, like. There's a difference, like, if someone is there to, like, kind of entertain you and, like, be scary, like, being a douchebag to them, even if they can't talk, is kind of a douchey thing to do. In this case, like, they didn't know that he was gonna kill them, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
But, like, in, like, the honest case of, like, people being, like, like, laughing in their face and being like, you're not scary, and, like, just being, like, douchebags, because I see it at Universal Studios all the time.
But how is their girlfriend that they've been together for however long finally going to these things gonna know that he's actually a man? How are they gonna know, Alex?
I hate that
shit. How are they gonna know if he's not puffing his chest out to an employee that makes a very small amount of money doing the scare thing to him?
Well, it's also like, okay, like, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Like, thankfully for me, I only ever did scare acting on Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a one-night deal.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, like, I was, like, behind, like, I had a limits to where I could go, so I couldn't, like, grab people. I could reach out to people, though. That was fun.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no. This movie does capture the douchery pretty good.
Yeah.
So, the douchery.
The douchery.
So, where am I? The group becomes separated after entering a maze. Bailey, Nathan, and Angela encounter a series of arm holes.
Yeah, we are going right through it. But basically, if you encounter arm holes, maybe don't stick your arm in the arm holes.
But they're called arm holes.
They're
called arm holes.
You know what? I understand that, but
what if they have an arrow? Is that better?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Stick appendages in here.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stick my dick in it.
Hold on a second. They look pretty like chest length, though.
Oh, no. If there's one low enough, someone's sticking their dick in it.
They call them glory holes, Alex. They're glory holes. You don't find those in hunts.
Or do you?
Oh, God. We did not go through that in the list, did we?
Extreme sexual circumstances.
Before you leave, you gotta participate in the glory hole. Can I quit here?
Can I just not? I'd really like to not do that because I'm really afraid someone's gonna bite my dick off.
And the fucking military guys, see, I don't know why they don't finish it. I don't know what the difference is. Fucking... This movie, by the way, settles just that these are some of the dumbest fucking characters.
It's true.
This whole thing, it's... Next sentence, just to let people know.
So, Bailey sticks her arm inside of the armhole, and it is slashed with a straight razor. Harper and Evan lose Mallory.
Dumb.
So...
Dumb.
This is, like, this moment where, like, if you're watching it for the first time, I will say... It does kind of lose its, like, pizzazz with, like, it loses rewatchability. Rewatchability isn't fantastic,
because
this was my second time watching it.
Yeah.
The first time I watched it, though, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But, like, she takes her arm out, and she's just, like, looking at her arm, and then all of a sudden you see, like the cuts open. I was just like, ugh, ouch.
Okay, see, so, spoiling my thoughts here, what this movie does, interestingly, is it meanders for a long time to get you where it needs to go. But when it's in the scene that you know some shit's going down, it lingers enough to where it fucks with you. Because you're like, just give me the violence. Yeah. And then it happened, you're like, oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
And then it's back to the, like, bullshit. for like a while.
Yeah.
But then the things happen again. So this movie, actually, I will say the violence done pretty goddamn good.
The violence is amazing.
It's very good. Because that, even like, though the characters, as we were talking shit, because they're fucking dumb.
They are stupid.
That whole sequence,
it's
brutal.
I love a stupid cast of characters. I love that. Because, like, I mean, take my love for Friday the 13th as a franchise. I love a stupid cast of characters. Mm-hmm. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I agree. So, the Scooby gang, they meet back up with the others somehow and witness a performer in a wish mask impale Mallory through the head with a hot fire poker.
Ooh, and they're just like, is it fake? And it's just like, no,
bitch, we know her.
No.
Bitch, I just got back with razor cuts. Like, what the fuck?
I know, like, literally, like, it's just like, if they were 1 inch over, I would be bleeding out, which she kind of is. So yeah,
well, the fire poker thing too, doesn't that also happen in the beginning with a stranger?
Yeah they like see a stranger and they're just like, they think they like act, like look terrified and they're like, wow, that was weird, better continue on.
Pretty well acted. Wow, this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah which is again stupid,
very dumb.
Anyway, now believing they are in danger, the group sends Nathan to find an exit.
Stupid Nathan. So
stupid Nathan, you fucking idiot.
He encounters a man in a ghost mask, Mitch, who agrees to help. And Mitch has the most, like, mundane, regular-ass voice. He's, like, not, like, a...
Yeah, he's
like, an NPC. He's, no, like, a weird NPC.
He has weird NPC vibes, and then he doesn't.
And he's like, and this is your quest now.
He's like, here, take this.
Yes. And a little menu screen pops up. Da-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Devil Mask kills Angela. Bailey flees into the tunnels and accidentally activates the trap door, dropping Nathan into the house's operation rooms.
Which,
not fun. Not fun.
So, he saves Harper from Devil Mask Man before finding the group's phones. Evan and Mitch make it outside, but Mitch kills him with a hammer before ripping off his face. Now, let's pause here for a moment.
I was about to say, we need to break it down.
Pause here, because at this moment, this is when we start seeing these weirdos' faces.
Yes.
Which I think, personally, is the most original twist in this movie.
I agree.
They all are incredibly body modded out to look like little fucking weirdos.
Yeah, it's pretty effective makeup, honestly.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The Devil Man guy is fucking cool as shit looking and terrifying in, like, the best way.
And you really don't expect it when the reveal happens.
No.
Like, yeah, that part really threw me off. I'm like, well, wait a second. That's much more real than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm. And then Mitch dies and his face gets ripped off with a hammer and it's gruesome.
Yeah, they linger on that for a second, for like a hot second.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But you also see Mitch's face, mm-hmm. which is like, I want to say like burned.
Yeah.
Like it's like smooth. Like basically it looks like he has no face.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's fucking weird.
It's off-putting.
Yeah. And by the way, the Nathan character, again, remember the bland, like, I'm the hero boy.
Here, yeah.
He's turned real aggro out of fucking nowhere in this movie. And, like, to the point where his character is so calm and, like, well, whatever, I'm fucking chill.
Yeah,
for, like, most of the movie. And then he's like, oh, you fucking look at her! Like, he's really...
Possessive.
Weird, right? Like,
yeah,
really fucking,
like,
weird.
It's like, you guys
change.
Met tonight.
Yes.
Like, I get that you like her, but this is, like, and you guys are trying to not die, but, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And despite her piece of shit boyfriend, she did specify that
he is, a kind of piece of shit.
Yeah. So it's a weird, like, again, these are not good characters. They're not. But it's very interesting to see them parlay with these genuinely gruesome figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very gruesome.
Great way
figures.
To put it.
Nathan manages to give the location of the house to Harper's abusive boyfriend, Sam, before making it out of the house.
Yeah, sure.
And this is where you see that she kind of has a type in terms of, like, lengthy Dorito boys.
Yeah. Well, I would say the boyfriend Sam is more, like, lanky.
Yeah,
like,
he's a little more lanky. He's not as buff as the
No,
hero.
He's not, like, he's not built like a Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nathan's built like a Dorito. Sam is built like...
Abusive boyfriend, more like a Cheeto. More like a straight line.
Built like a Cheeto.
Yeah, straight line. Straight line. Dorito boys, you know, obviously bigger at the tip, shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then just narrow waist,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we were able to, you know.
Just so that the audience has a very physical description.
Yeah, good visuals.
Yes.
And even then, Nathan is just, like, not even, like, the best Dorito.
No. He's definitely not.
There are more Dorito-like, like the prime Dorito specimen is Chris Evans. Like, he's the one who has, like, the shoulder to
yes.
like, yeah. waist ratio of a Dorito that most people are like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I would say this guy's like an H&M catalog Dorito.
Yes.
Like he's yes. he's there with yes. a max size fitment.
Yes. I'm glad we're able to piece that together.
Right, there you go. These are the guys.
Okay, so let's see. So Harper enters an escape room very similar to her childhood bedroom where she witnessed her father abusing her mother.
Yeah, yay for exposition dump.
Random. I was born in a haunted house.
Oh no, Devil Mask attacks her and she kills him. She then encounters another performer in a ghost mask and kills them too. But is horrified to find that the person in the costume was Bailey, who was previously captured by the other performers. That part actually fucked me up.
This was a good bait and switch. I was just like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm, that was her girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could kind of see like, well, there's something a little off about this one. But she was like, fuck it, I just took one out.
Yeah, she kind of just like stumbles in and you're just like, oh no.
Mm, easy kill, you dumb bitch. Oh no.
Yeah.
Bailey.
Oh no. But here's the thing, is because I don't care about these characters, I didn't really care about her dying.
No, I cared for a second.
Yeah, I cared for about a second, and then I was just like, okay. Like,
oh, well, I guess Bailey's back to not being in the movie.
Right. Because she hasn't been for a while. Yeah. Like, okay.
Oh, cool.
So Sam arrives at the house fucking finally, mm-hmm. where he is promptly killed by the attraction's ringleader, a man with a clown mask.
And that's really the most you see of this character. He hears like, oh, Bailey's gone somewhere. Then he gets a call and he's like, I'm gonna go over there. And then he's like, where the fuck's Bailey? Done.
Not Bailey.
Harper?
Harper.
Harper, that's her name. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Again, fodder characters.
So Nathan goes back inside to save the others, but is attacked by Mitch while Harper is attacked by a man in a zombie mask.
Like, it is just, like, one thing after the other. So, she is just, like, taking these bitches out, too. Like, she is refusing to die.
Oh, yeah. She's gotten over the abuse. NPC boy is now turned into a boss.
Right.
He's a boss battle.
And she has, you know, overcome the trauma in a single night, which is, you know, obviously how it works.
No, medically.
Medically
this is how it works. I agree.
If I just had to go through a very scary haunted house to overcome my bullshit, I'd do it.
No, listen, how you get over trauma is going through more trauma, Alex. Yeah,
right.
more trauma
right.
with
of
higher
course.
Stakes.
How could I forget?
Yes, because remember,
killing my friends accidentally, that's what I have to do.
Yeah, it's like a little, like, it's like when filling up a bottle when you have to fill it with different shit.
I'm being sarcastic. Just to,
just to verify. What? My trauma replacement theory doesn't matter? Because you automatically forget the previous trauma, right? Is that how it works?
No, it overwrites it.
Yeah, it overwrites it.
It's like a floppy disk.
You're not saving as, you're hit and save. That's how it
it's
works.
It's not save as.
No, you're saving right to the same directory.
It's control S, not control shift S.
Exactly. That's how it works. I don't know why we even talk about this mental health stuff in America. Just
whatever.
Give them more trauma.
I should just quit. We should just quit. Yeah, I'm going to quit therapy.
Yeah, you
That's
go.
Great.
See, no, yeah, I agree. Haunted house, next time.
So stupid.
She defeats her attacker before helping Nathan kill Mitch. They encounter a man in a vampire mask who explains that the performers are part of a cult that makes extreme modifications to their faces to look like real monsters and like to rip the faces off of their victims.
This guy is so funny. He's just like, oh, I just work here.
Yeah.
I didn't kill anyone. So he's then promptly shot with, again, improbable headshots.
Yeah.
Shot in the middle of the fucking forehead by Zombie Mask Man. And he's like, his arm gets chopped off. They escape. Mm-hmm. Harper and Nathan escape the house, killing the witch mask person in the process by slamming their face repeatedly in a trapdoor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
pretty
like
graphic.
It's pretty graphic. There's also a really fun moment where like the witch mask person who says like, "Do you think you're the only person who's made it this far?"
Yeah.
And like it's like thinking like, "Oh, I've got you, little girl."
Uh-huh.
And then Mitch is like, "Gotcha, bitch!" And like pulls like their legs out from under them. It's great.
And I would have won too if it wasn't for your little girlfriend.
Right, or your boyfriend. If it wasn't for the power of love.
So Zombie Mask attacks them, but Nathan kills him before the two escape in Sam's truck. clown mask proceeds to burn down the attraction.
Yes. Also, lazy fucking writing, by the way. They stumble, they find Sam's truck, the doors are open, the lights are on, the keys are in the fucking ignition, and I'm just like, lazy writing.
I mean, really, though.
They handed it to him.
Sam's dumbass probably was just like, I'm just gonna get in there real quick and save Harper.
And get
leave
right
the car
out.
Running. I'll be right back.
But the door, like, the doors on both sides were open. Like, what happened? I have questions.
No, you're right. It's dumb.
It's dumb. Harper and Nathan reach a hospital where the nurse asks Harper to write her address on a release form similar to the one where they were asked to sign before entering the house. And she suddenly remembers. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They know where I live.
Uh-oh. Because sometime later, Clown Mask arrives at Harper's house with the intent of killing her, but becomes struck in a trap by Harper, who emerges with a shotgun and kills him. What?
What? And then it cuts to an acoustic cover of Dracula by Rob Zombie.
Yeah, it does. We can't get the full rights to the song.
We're just going to use a cover. The first time I watched it, I think I took a video of the song and I posted it to my Instagram story. And I was like, Mr. Zombie, I am so sorry.
What have they done to you?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
That's the fucking movie.
Yeah. Okay. Thoughts on this movie?
So you want my thoughts first, birthday
yes,
girl?
Yes,
you want my
yeah.
thoughts first?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
how we're working today?
Yeah.
Okay. For Miss Webster here. You know what? Didn't hate it as much as I thought it would. I saw it again the first... I remember seeing it the first time and being appalled by just how much I hated the fucking characters.
Mm-hmm.
I hated them.
You watched it multiple times?
I've watched it once before.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you'd seen this before.
I thought I texted it to you about it to you based on your recommendation, but I also probably could have just saw it on Shudder and be like, oh, what the fuck is this?
That's how I watched it, so...
Yeah, it fair. Might have organically happened
fair.
Separate times.
Okay.
But to me, also, oh, back to my previous points. Not a good movie. however, the kills are... Each kill, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, the violence is extremely well done in this movie. And towards the end, you get a lot of it, although I will say, as the violence... start stacking on top of the movie gets dumber.
Yes.
So, yeah, the more consistent the violence, the dumber the movie is.
There's like, it's weird, because this movie peaks, like, yeah, it's like diminishing returns, but like there's a point where like, I want to say probably around the time she gets into like the escape room,
mm-hmm.
where like, I'm like, okay, this is stupid.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's really about, when the revelations start happening.
Yeah.
But again, the peak revelation is like, oh, that person looks fucked up.
Yeah.
Like that the body
like
mod
once,
stuff.
Once the body mod, like, kind of, reveal kind of starts happening, then it's like, oh, this is, like, you know, and then...
It's like, oh, what a twist!
Yeah, and then once the most graphic death happens, and mm-hmm. then, so I agree.
Yeah. I would say when Bailey goes. When Bailey goes, because that's the last time I was like, holy, I am shocked.
Yeah.
Like, that was my, like, okay. Wow. Way to go, movie.
And then after that, it's just like, okay.
Oh, they're trying to wrap it up. Like, it felt like that, yeah.
We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, they're like, okay, now everybody's in the puzzle place where they need to go, mm-hmm. and then we're just gonna, like, plot
yeah,
it to
we
them.
Gotta,
we're gonna plot it.
We have those puzzle pieces we gotta mesh together.
Yeah. But again, hands down, okay, so comparison here. If Prom Night actually had good graphic violence, it'd be this movie. Because the characters in Prom Night were this bland. They were this bland.
I wouldn't say they're that bland.
You're right. They were blander in that fucking movie. No, I agree. You're right.
I would
but they're
say
in the
that,
same
like,
ballpark.
I would, yeah.
They,
I would
they
say,
share the same seating area in the ballpark.
I would say like a couple steps above. Mm-hmm. Like, but like, yeah. Because like, I knew enough like that I could distinguish the characters. I don't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you how many people were in the friend group in Prom Night. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. Yeah,
like, I could not give.
Kind of similar though, like, white girl experiences trauma, her black friend, so as you know that, you know, it's a very diverse cast.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know.
Gotta have that, the black
the
best friend
black
to,
friend,
to
yeah.
support and mm-hmm. uplift, which, and then ultimately die in sacrifice of their journey. Which
but
is...
remember, that they have to let her know that she needs to get over her man. That's the one thing she has to contribute to the main white protagonist, that she needs to get over her man and have a good night. And the night just turns to shit. Yeah, exactly.
Also, the main actress in this, apparently, was like a finalist in American Idol season 9.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know that. I learned it writing this episode, and I was like, great.
You're like, well, speaking of diminishing returns.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Speaking of things that just progressively got shittier and shittier.
You're no Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner. Like, it's impossible. You could never.
What was the other ones? I can't remember.
I mean, I could.
I remember, wait. I remember one more. It was Clay Aiken.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I mean,
I particularly remember that era.
There was a year, there was like a couple years that I like really aggressively watched those kinds of TV shows. Like, I watched So You Think You Can Dance with like a passion. I watched American Idol, like those kind of, like in the, I was in like fifth, sixth grade.
I was pretty young too. Well, okay, so I would say the first season of American Idol was like my finale of like, oh, I'm like into these shows. And then after like season, I was like, I don't like these anymore. Mm-hmm. Like some transition happened. Me as a person was like, yeah, that's stupid now.
Mm-hmm.
Puberty problem.
Yeah, I think it's puberty.
I think it's puberty.
Like, yeah.
I was where like, it's just I don't like this anymore.
I still watch So You Think You Can Dance, though, because I do like watching people dance, because it's just like a talent that I will never possess.
No, me too. In fact, that's why I don't watch it, because I'm like, no. You were setting the bar way too high.
No, it's fun, because it's just like, oh, it's so beautiful, and it's Mm-mm. something that I will never be able to do.
Mm-mm. And my dad was a break dancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, I won't be able to live up to that ever.
Never.
Anyway, moving on.
Your thoughts on the movie?
I agree with what you were saying about it being, like, bad, but, like, good. I don't know. It's, like, it's one of those, like, bad, so bad it's good type of things. It's, like...
It could be there, for sure.
It's, like, I don't know. It's, like, fodder for me. Like,
yes.
It's just... It's a good... Not, I don't want to say background movie, but, like, it's an easy horror film. As opposed to last week. This is, like, my palate cleanser for Martyrs. Like, mm-hmm. Which, thank you, everyone, for listening to, by the way. Sorry for putting you through that, except for just kidding. It was good.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah, this is, like, this is a palate cleanser horror film. Like, this is, like, one where it's, like, you want, you know, some high production, high value kills...
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, you don't want to feel, like, super weird at the end of it. It's just, like, it's just fun. It's a fun horror film.
How much can you take dumb characters and meandering plot? How much can you do it?
It's, like, if you can, like, if you're high or drunk or, if you just need, like, just want your brain to be off for a little bit, but you still want to watch a horror film. Again, I was, like, food drunk on Chinese food when I watched this the first time. And I was, like, oh, my God, this is so good.
Yeah.
Like, this orange chicken is amazing. These kills are amazing.
Ooh. You are hungry, aren't you?
You're really so hungry.
Because I'm about to say, this is, based on your description, this is like the Denny's of our horror films. This is the Denny's of horror films.
Oh my God, now you have me thinking about this, but do you remember, and I think they still have it, it's like the grilled cheese with the mozzarella sticks.
Moons over Miami? No.
No,
with the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, the grilled cheese with the mozzarella sticks inside of it.
Yeah, you dip in the fucking the sauce, the marinara.
Yeah, or ranch if you're feeling real, like, stoned.
You can get both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have both all the time.
Yeah, so that was...
Who were we? Who were we before the goddamn pandemic when you could sit in the fucking Denny's?
Stoned. We were stoned.
Okay, wow.
I mean, I'm still stoned, but that's besides the point. Anyway, no, I did... This isn't a very enjoyable film for me. Like, it doesn't really challenge me on any particular level.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it's... I'm not going to call it a good film, but it can be good.
No,
it's not,
I'm not
good,
saying
but it can be a good experience.
Exactly. And I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's fun. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
It also the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Martyrs. Good, not fun.
Not fun at all. But like really good.
Really good.
But just...
A beautifully done. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
No joy.
No joy.
None. Fucking joy. No fucking joy. This movie, yeah, my emotions turned in certain parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt
Bailey dying.
I felt an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times.
And, you know, that's fine. That's fine by me. Again, it depends on your tolerance for tropes.
Yeah.
And bullshit. If it's not too much for you, again... It's like Denny's. If you can tolerate the bad service.
If you can tolerate the idea that someone may have spit in your food.
That was already microwaved to begin, so it's microwave spit. See?
It's fine.
But you're drunk and you don't give a fuck and it still has enough sauce on
Denny's,
it.
Drunk Denny's, I miss stumbling into a Denny's after being in a club, dude. Mm-hmm. This, I miss it. This is the or a bar.
For me, this is a moon's over my hammy of horror films, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay, so let's just... We've talked about this extreme... Anyway, I'm just kind of curious. So after covering not one, but two haunted house movies gone extremely awry, would you ever go to, like, a more hole-in-the-wall type haunt?
I'm torn. I kind of want to. I know generally they're harmless.
Right.
They're actually harmless. To me, I've never taken the step of being like the full-on haunts. It's always been mazes and places right. and other theme parks and things like that. I'd probably do it.
I don't think I would go on like for example, the Houses October Built type rabbit hole where I'm like, I want to go find the most extreme ones and go on that like that little rabbit hole because then I do think I am asking to be murdered.
Yeah.
But I do kind of, like I mentioned earlier, I do kind of want to find, like, the ones we were talking about earlier. Yeah. There's a ton in Southern California.
There's a lot.
There's some just up the street from me, and yeah. I don't know. It sounds fun.
They're everywhere. It's Southern California. We have everything.
That's why I can never leave.
I know. They fucking got us.
I briefly was like, what if I, like... leave mm-hmm. for a brief period of time. And I'm like, No.
I've been to plenty of other states. Not to knock any of our listeners. Obviously, it's home. It's home. Right. It's your thing. My home is inland California, which is essentially Wisconsin. however, once I got to the city.
Mine is Northern California, which is basically the woods. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're living in like a Stephen King nightmare. Yes.
Yeah.
but you know, once you get in Orange County, the mm-hmm. LA, the city area, yeah. and you're like, okay, this I can do anything I want. Fuck. And they kind of pay you enough to just rent and do it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a weird feedback loop, honestly. But with that said, I mean, that also means the production value for a lot of the haunts are probably pretty good too. So the only thing I'm worried about is a waiver. I'm always a little weary about waivers anyways.
I mean, I have a hard time signing waivers when I go to the dentist.
Exactly.
Anything that's just like, you could get fucked up severely. And I'm like, okay, will I though? Because I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
So, okay, now I'm just going with all the fun questions.
Right.
So, okay, you have to go up against the bad guys from the Houses October Built or these weirdos. Who are you picking?
Fuck. Ugh. I would say that, I don't know, man, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're both, you know what? That plays to the strength of these movies, because as much as I didn't really, like, wasn't, like, joyous about either of them, the villains are pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. The something was a little more creepy about the Houses October Built one in terms of just how long it took and like
but then the last 15 minutes were just like pure terror.
Well, that's what I mean though. They're like it's a longer experience and they're gonna stay on you. Mm-hmm. They're gonna stay on you for the entire duration of your thing. So it's not a one night thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're haunted.
Mm-hmm.
These ones, it looks like they even kill their people pretty quick. So if I fucking died, I'm done. Like pretty fast. Razor blades aside, but I'm not putting my shit in the goddamn armholes.
No.
Not happening. You know what? I think I could avoid these guys for the most part. I'll take these fuckers.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think that this cast made stupid fucking decisions.
Yes.
And I think we could outsmart them.
I think so too. That's what
I think we might get injured, but mm-hmm. I don't think we would die.
Yeah. See, the Houses October Built people, they're like, going around their fucking RV and like,
and the people are breaking in and being filmed while they're sleeping, and then if I wake up and there's a cow heart in my fucking fridge, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, there's a terrorization aspect of
yeah.
it and the bullshit that happens at the end. So mm-hmm. so this is
yeah, and
just,
then being the buried alive thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this is mm-hmm. not that. So you know what? Yeah. I'll take these guys.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And kill of the film.
I'm gonna say Bailey. That one hurt.
Mm.
That was the last like moment of the film, and then from there on, because the other ones are gruesome. Don't get me wrong; they were all gruesome in their own way and like really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But that one had kind of an emotional stake to it, even though I didn't care about the character.
Okay,
it was still enough where I was like, "Oh shit!" Like she got murked by her friend on accident.
Mine was Evan.
Yeah, Evan. I agree.
I mean, I didn't really care about Evan. Mm-hmm. But his death was just like when I just distinctly remember the first time I watched it, I was just like, oh, I feel weird now.
Yeah. No, it was brutal. It was fucking brutal.
And then after or seeing it the second time, like, I distinctly stopped what I was doing writing this episode and turning to look at the screen. It was just like, I want to see this. I want to see this. Yeah. I want to see this.
It's a very good kill.
It's a very good kill. Yeah. I agree. So that's my kill of the film.
Yeah. See, movie does kills very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's wrap this bad boy up.
Let's do it.
Rate this movie out of 5 bullshit liability waivers.
You know what? The more we talk about it, the more I kind of appreciate it a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it 3 liability waivers.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to give it more than half.
Wow,
because
okay.
Because I think what it does well overcomes all the stuff it doesn't do good is not necessarily bad. It's standard.
Yeah.
It's standard. So if it can be standard and do some things better, you get a higher rate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 3.
I'm also going to give it 3.
There you go. See?
So we agree.
We are. You know when we used to never agree? Now we're agreeing a lot more.
Are we?
We are.
A
lot of our ratings have been pretty consistent.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
yeah.
No. We're merging. Symbiosis has just been.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. 3 bullshit liability waivers. Yeah, I was expecting a 2.5 out of you, so.
No, I was close. But honestly, to me, the fact that there were times when it was hard to look at the screen based on what was happening means like, oh, it's doing what it wants to do effectively. I will give props to that. I will always give props to that.
Yeah. All right. I think that ends it for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. That was Haunt from 2019. I do think this was a relatively recent film for us, because normally we do stuff...
Yeah, pretty late into their cycle. That's true.
Okay, next week, we're going back to foreign films because it's my birthday month and I can do what I want.
That's right. And this one's actually pretty well-known. It's very, very...
Well-known, critically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed.
And so I'm not putting you guys through anything Martyrs-esque again. This is just something that, honestly, it's more of a thriller, maybe?
Yeah, but it clearly has, like, pretty horror-y elements.
It has horror elements,
like, very distinct horror-y elements.
I really, really liked it. It was one of the movies, one of my rare 5 out of 5s from when I did my October, like, new movie every day thing for Halloween last year.
And I haven't seen this in, like, since it came out.
Okay.
It was one of my early, like, Netflix DVD movies.
Oh, wow, when you, like, actually had to get DVDs
send
from
it
Netflix.
Back and forth. Yeah, this is one that I heard about.
Okay.
And I saw it back, I loved it, and then I hadn't seen it since. So this will be interesting.
It'll be a revisit.
Yes, definitely.
I'm excited. Okay, so join us next week for that. It'll be a good one.
Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday, Alex.
Thank you.
Yay, 5 stars on iTunes.
This is going to be like this comes out like 2 days after my birthday, but thank you.
Yay, happy birthday.
Just a little housekeeping note. The last episode of this month is going, like we mentioned it before, it's going to be very unconventional for what we have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like, it is going to be horror-ish, but again, very unconventional. It is not a movie. It is not a TV show. It is not a video game.
Yeah.
It is nothing we've ever done before.
What could it possibly be?
I'm very excited, but I just want to give you guys a heads up. It's going to be long and unconventional. So, very excited for that. So, until then, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you like what you heard, sorry, even though we were chatting the whole time, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes or subscribing wherever you are listening. It does mean the world to us, and it is something that, you know, we are, it warms our grouchy old people hearts.
Yeah.
And then if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on all of our podcast shenanigans, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Horror People Pod, and we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORROR BLE People's Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find Anthony on Twitter and Instagram at Hyrulean Hustler. On Instagram, he will be rating, apparently, chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I think it's become a thing based on the reception of my BK excursion. However, I've tried many of them. That one was okay.
So, that is his promise, his present. No.
In fact, I would rate the same way I rate this movie. Does the basics as basic as possible, but it does good. Pretty good.
All right. And then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop, We, right now, by the time this comes out, I'm going to be in the middle of probably talking about Loki, which is the new Disney Plus original. So I'm probably going to, if you want to watch me thirst over Tom Hiddleston, that's where you can find me doing it on Twitter. And then on Instagram, I'm sure I'll be talking about horror movies because that's what I do there.
Yeah, precisely.
All right. Until then, if you see a bright light, like sign on the side of the road that just says haunted house, maybe consider going to Denny's instead.
Mm-hmm. And if a dude you meet that night gets real aggro by the slightest infraction against you, maybe just go somewhere else.
That is what we call a red flag.
Yes.
Run away. Bye, guys.
See ya.